Our reading this morning from Precious Promises is based on Genesis 4, verse 5 to 8, and the subject is the first murderer. Cain's reaction to God's rejection of his offering was to kill his brother. He could not kill God, but he would kill the man God accepted. Cain's act was deliberate. He had the opportunity to repent and believe and bring the right offering, but he would not heed the Lord. With malice aforethought, he rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Murder proves the corruption of a human heart. A man can appear to be religious, but deep down in his heart cherish bitterness and vengeance. Remember, God looks on your heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. The slaughter of Abel also shows that false religion is the greatest cause of bloodshedding. Millions since have been killed for it. False religionists put Jesus to death. Today's global terrorism is the child of false religion. But violence has no part in real Christianity. Not violent behaviour or violent language. As long as a man holds on to his hatred or cherishes violence, he cannot be saved. 1 John 3:15 says, "No murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." Of course, killing is lawful to save the lives of those who are suffering from violent aggression. Check out Genesis 14, verse 14 and 17, and remember that God has commanded that government should be a terror to the evildoer. Check out Romans 13, verse 1 to 7. But the Bible says that those who have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ are to be peacemakers. Romans 5, verse 1, Matthew 5, verse 9. The gospel is the greatest tool to reconcile men. Check out Ephesians 2, verse 14. However, when the gospel is repudiated, who can tell what will happen?